Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
We were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm the bubble home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to a bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And on these bonus episodes, we add a track to the Desert Island Jukebox, getting to talk about a song we can't live without, pop a quarter in, get to play this. You know, I love these, Greg, because we don't have to pretend to be all like, you know, public radio.
No.
On this. This is just you. This is what we actually talk like when we're talking about music we're stoked to hear. Give me a hint. What are you going to play?
I'm going to pay tribute to a great bass player. It's not a household name, in a band that's only known for a few major hits, but I think it's one of the great black rock bands of all time.
Sounds good. We'll hear about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
All good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Welcome back to Sound Opinions, Greg. You're going to give the bassist some. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox?
Well, I'm going to add a song by a band called War, which a lot of people know War from their singles. You know, they had a ton of them back in the 70s. The Cisco Kid and Why Can't We Be Friends and Low Rider and Summer and on and on and on. But what a band. I just think they were incredible. Vernon Reid made a point, the great guitarist for Living Color, among other projects that he's done.
Rock historian.
Yes, indeed, a scholar, a true scholar. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion lately about how black rock has sort of been written out of the history books of you know, the evolution of rock. I mean, rock, in fact, is a black art form. You know, it just happened to be appropriated by a bunch of white people.
Or we celebrate the wrong things. I mean, it wasn't that Hendrix was just a flashy guitarist. He was a synthesist, putting together, you know, gospel and blues with psychedelic rock.
That's exactly the point. I mean, the bands that I'm going to talk about specifically from that era of the late 60s, early 70s, were combining so many elements, so many styles of music that basically are all rooted in African-American tradition. The reason I'm focusing on War is that their bassist and vocalist, B.B. Dickerson, recently died. Again, not a household name, age 71, founding member of the band War when he was a teenager back in the 60s. You know, the band was initially associated with Eric Burdon. This was the vocalist for the Animals, who went on to form a new band. He, you know, appropriated this band that had been working in the California scene for a number of years. It became Eric Burdon and War. They had a hit with Spill the Wine.
Spill the Wine.
Burdon left the band pretty quickly. They made two albums with him, and then the band sort of had to reinvent itself. You know, no lead vocalist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So basically everybody in the band became a vocalist. They were all singers. What a band. I would put them right up there with Parliament Funkadelic, Sly and the Family Stone from that era, as just being truly pioneering in their vision of, like, everything's fair game here. Everything from Latin music to reggae to rock to funk to soul, that was all mixed together, gospel music. They were virtuoso musicians, and anchoring the whole thing was B.B. Dickerson. He was brought in by his uncle, who was a guitar player in the band, Howard E. Scott. They were in a band together when B.B. was just a teen learning how to play bass, and then they came in under the Eric Burdon fold, and then they started to flourish on their own. Their first album, On Their Own Without Burdon, didn't do so well. But the next album, The World is a Ghetto, that was a huge album in 1972. And the title track, not only is the bass playing on that particular track extraordinary by B.B. Dickerson, but he's also the lead vocalist on the track. Dickerson's bass kind of anchored this polyglot musical style that they were doing. And the one thing that I found interesting about War, not only were the singles great, but Vernon Reid described them as a great jam band.
Yeah.
And normally that's kind of like, that could be a derogatory term for some. For others, it could be like really amazing. They're in the amazing category on the jam band scene. They were stretching out these tracks and really think about, you know, that great Eddie Hazel solo on, you know, Maggot Brain. You know, that kind of, that's the jam band
ethos I'm talking about.
You
know, when the jam is all about the groove,
right.
Like Parliament Funkadelic or War, they can go on as long as they please, as far as I'm concerned.
This one was this one's got the groove supplied by B.B. Dickerson and the lead vocal. So I just wanted to pay tribute to B.B. Dickerson on what an amazing career he had with War throughout the 70s, anchoring one of the greatest bands of all time. And I don't think they get nearly enough recognition for it. Here is The World is a Ghetto on Sound Opinions.
Walking down the street, smoggy eye, looking at the sky, starry eye, searching for the place, weary eye, crying in the night.
World is a Ghetto by War. I love the use of percussion always in that band as well. That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes of Sound Opinions, visit soundopinions.org. And to sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.